The arrow's dead. Couldn't be that person even if I wanted to be. And I don't want to be.
This is so cool!
Oliver walked away.
The ghosts, they're like nothing we'd ever seen before. Well trained, well armed. We need the arrow.
You don't know who I am, do you? I'm Damian Dark.
What's up, y'all? It's Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show. It is, Tuesday night, November 17th. I'm going to be talking about the episode Beyond Redemption that aired October 28th. Yes, I know I'm behind, but I'm catching up, people. I've watched the episodes and took my notes separately. So don't think like I watched all three of them and then I was like, yeah, no. I watched one, took my notes. Watch the second episode. I watched three episodes last night, including my notes right here. I also have an email from my friend Anna B. She's from Australia, and if any of y'all remember our previous seasons of recap shows, Anna B. and DJ Wicked and Jesus used to talk Arrow. Well, because of my baby and the timing and everybody's scheduling, and she lives in Australia and I live in Texas, it's kind of difficult to getting all of us together and chatting about Arrow. So what she does from time to time is sends me emails, which I have one here, and she put down some thoughts for this episode as well. And I think she sent me another one as well. I think she's got two out of three. I don't know why she didn't send me the other one, which... Come on, Anna B. Why not? And speaking of Anna B., once again, don't forget if you like Arrow a lot, you can also check out her reviews on thevro.com. Go there. She's one of the bloggers, and she hosts as well. But she writes for The Flash and Arrow, so make sure you check out thevro.com and check out her reviews. And let's jump into it. Arrow, Beyond Redemption. Straight off the bat... I recognize Tara from True Blood. If anybody watched True Blood, that's Tara. It was good to see her. Good to see Tara back in there. I kind of miss her as a vampire, though. But it was good to see her in there. Let's see. In my notes, the new Arrow lair. Holy crap, balls. You see the space? The lights? I mean, Oliver just went all out on that. So, yeah, I think this new lair is totally sick. Blows the first one out of the water. I wish they would keep... people away from this lair, because the more people that go in there, then the secret's gonna get out and they're gonna have to move again and it's gonna total suck balls. So just keep everybody out of there, people. WTF moment, Laurel. She gets on my freaking nerves. I'm just not a fan of her. I haven't been when she was a lawyer and the alcoholic, drug pill popping, not a fan of her. Then when she became the Black Canary, she'll never fill the shoes of Sarah, that's for sure, as the Black Canary. Then she started being okay, but then, man, crap, she's a pain in the ass. I don't know. I just don't like her. And I definitely didn't like the fact that she brought down Dad to show her Sarah at her worst moment. I mean, I know that she was like, I swear that after what happened to us, I would never lie to you again. I'll tell you the truth. Jeez, couldn't you just wait for Sarah to get a little bit better than to show Dad? But bring her Dad down there. Damn, that was another thing. If she wouldn't have brought Dad down there, Sarah would have choked her and killed her. Oh, man. That would have been awesome. But yes, Detective Lance helps out, and she takes the chains off of Laurel's neck. Oh, man. So close. So close. What else did I like about this episode? Definitely the stunt teams, fighting teams. I wish I had Anna B on because she's always talking about these people. They did a great job in this episode. To the first fight when they take on Tara and the super cops. Crazy fighting scene. Loved how they whooped up on Laurel's ass. To the fight scene where they save Detective Lance. The whole fight scene, knife scene, and everything. Arrow just up here. If you could see me, I have my hand up in the air. I mean, their stunt team and everything else are always top notch. So I loved all the action in this episode. One of my favorite moments... Probably my favorite moment out of the entire episode is when Oliver sneaks in Detective Lance's apartment and pretty much tells him, like, dude, you've been talking to Damian Dark this whole entire time. I put you up here. You've ragged on my ass the entire time. I wish I had the clip. But that was probably my favorite part because Stephen Amell, good acting chops right there. And I can't remember what Detective Lance's real name is, but he's got some acting chops as well. It was a great, I thought, great scene with both of them together doing their thing. Let's see what else. I'm a little concerned about Detective Lance being a spy for Oliver. You know, and that, I'm surprised. Because normally Oliver's like, no, we're not going to put anybody in danger. There's got to be another way. He was like, ooh, Detective Lance, you're going to be our spy. I was like, wait a second, whatever happened to this caution thing here, Ollie? What? No, he's going to be a spy. And Damien Darhk, which I like as a character. I think he's really cool. I love the actor. He always plays great bad guys. I'm wondering, because he's not dumb. So I'm wondering if he already knows, going to catch on quick, that Detective Lance is a spy. Let's see what else. Another moment that I enjoyed a lot. Sarah escaped from Laurel's chaining tomb detention center, whatever you want to call it. Love the fact that Sarah escaped, because now Sarah is going to be causing craziness in the city and everyone's going to have to find out. And Ollie is going to be furious when he finds out that Sarah, one, is alive, and two, they dunked her in the hot tub. And now she's got serious thirst, and she's going to be killing people. Mm-hmm. Oof, yeah. And another thing, the commercial that I enjoyed the most, John Constantine. Loved the movie with Keanu Reeves. I tried watching the NBC series when it came on. It just never – I really, really wanted to like it. It just never hooked me. And then, we lost it. So I'm wondering, are we going to see more of John Constantine – an Arrow, since he got introduced into this, but it's coming soon in the next episode, so I'm excited. Supernatural Witchcraft, which I didn't think I'd see an Arrow, but I'll take it. So that's pretty much it for my review. I pretty much give this episode, I probably give it 8 out of 10. 8 out of 10 for Arrow's Beyond Redemption. And now I swivel onto my chair over here, and I'm going to check out Anna B's email here. It says, "Hi Mike, don't read if you haven't watched the episode." Okay, I watched it. I'm reading it now. This is the first time I'm reading it, people. Well, this was a great episode, full of emotion and with the scenes between Oliver and Lance. Totally agree with you, Anna. It's been a long time coming with these two have had really good scenes together. And this was the episode. Lance finally admitting his faults and that he is in bed with the devil, Damien Darhk. Oliver always knew that Lance held him in contempt for everything he has done over the years, but the tables were turned now with Lance doing Dark's bidding only now because of the threats to his daughter. Which is true. I totally agree with you. It's true. You know, and he can't be totally mad at him. I mean, because, I mean, I get what Lance was saying, that the city was at its worst, and, you know, it was just hope, and here is this person that can help. And then to come to find out that he's not a good person. And then to, on top of that, to say, I'll kill your daughter if you don't help me. So you can't blame Lance. I don't blame him. Oliver wants Lance to see him as the man who he has become and that he can make a difference to the city as a mayor. Which is true. I think he can. Now that they have hashed out their differences and Lance knows Oliver's secrets, I'm sure it will be interesting to watch them now in a partnership with Lance undercover with Darhk. Totally agree. And I'm happy to see the salmon ladder with Oliver shirtless. I knew you would. And I'm sure all the women, too. If some of y'all don't know what that is, that's when he gets on that ladder and he does his thing and he always has his shirt off. Sorry for that. But hey, Felicity was as well. I missed that. I'm sure you did, Anna B. I like the new lair. Very high tech. Totally agree. I think it's top notch. Love all the little flashing lights and the space. It has a lot of space in there. It will be interesting to see what happens with Sarah in the next episode with John Constantine. With put Sarah back and on the right path, no doubt. Of course, Constantine is, he knows what he's doing. Cheers from down under, Anna. So there you go, people. My thoughts and Anna's thoughts. And don't forget, once again, go to thevro.com. You can check out reviews for this and The Flash. And that's it, man. Okay, so I think I'm going to move on to the next one, if I have time. My wife's kind of like going to be waving at me soon because my son's about to go to bed and I'm just a loud ass. So that's it for this review, Arrow Beyond Redemption. This is what's going to – I'll be back in just a few perhaps, or we'll see. I'll be back soon, okay? Just be ready. And here is the little promo spot for the John Constantine episode that's going to be happening. I think the episode's called Haunted.
Take my advice and return Sarah to the grave. John Constantine.
I need your help.
What your sister needs is a restoration of her soul.
What if something goes wrong?
Then we'll all be too dead to care. On with the show.
Oh, yeah.